A Car Ride with Joy by Heather Plett. I didn't expect joy to come today in the middle of this week spent mostly with melancholy, but there she was tapping on my car window in the Shoppers Drug Mart parking lot. The sun peeked from behind the cloud and lit her face as she climbed into the passenger seat of my car. "You don't have to go back to work just yet," she said. "Let's go to the beach and play." Reason tried to convince her there were important things that I needed to do back at the office, but she laughed at me and said, "Well, I have important things to do at the beach." "Your work can wait for another day. The beach, though, it can't wait," she said. "The days will get colder soon, and then you'll be sorry you missed it." I turned the car toward the beach, and she squealed with delight. But then, because I let her have that one win, she started getting bossy. "You let melancholy pick the playlist," she said with a grimace. She grabbed my phone to load her own playlist, and I knew there was no point in arguing. We car danced our way to the beach. Once there, Joy insisted that I play in the waves with her, even though the water was cold. We waded in until our rolled-up pants were soaking wet, and then we talked to seagulls, wrote our names in the sand, and gathered shells and bits of sea glass. "These are the important things we needed to do today," Joy said, "because life is better with sea glass and sandy toes." She's a bit obnoxious when she's right. At the end of the day, the sun winked at us and then settled into the trees at the edge of the beach. Once her painted pinks and oranges had faded from the sky, we turned back to our car and headed home. "You were good company today," Joy said softly as she snuggled into my passenger seat, closed her eyes, and drifted off to sleep. Reflections. Do you let Joy ride in the passenger side of your car? Does she get to pick the music? What gets in the way of joy? Are you ever resistant to joy? What can you do today to invite joy in?